Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.
Hey, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm Carl Jackson filling in for Dennis Prager. It's an honor and privilege to be filling in for Dennis Prager once again. I just want to remind you guys, all of the listening audience, that this is the week where, actually, this is the month where we are raising money for PragerU. So please, please, please make sure you donate to PragerU. Right now, there's a triple match going on this week. You can donate $10. And a generous donor will make it $30, $100. A generous donor will make it $300, $1,000. A generous donor will make it $3,000. So if you can do anything to help out PragerU, please do so. I'm going to talk to you a little later about one of my favorite PragerU videos. It's on the Texas Freeze. I know that may sound a little crazy, but I'll explain to you why. It's a very informative video. And it's one of the things that the left is trying to do with energy in order to destroy America, using energy, using renewable energy to try to destroy America and actually to try and control you. And the consequences of using renewable energy as opposed to using fossil fuels, whether it's coal, whether it's natural gas. Listen, the left wants to destroy America. The left wants to destroy opportunity. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit later about that particular video because it's one of my favorites. I can't stand the Green Movement. I think the Green Movement is absolutely horrible. It's all about, just like racism, how the left uses race, how the left uses health. The left uses energy in order to gain control over the rest of us, or at least attempt to do so. And so that's one of my favorite, believe it or not, PragerU videos. Go to PragerU.com, PragerU.com. You can search any topic virtually having to do with history, having to do with politics. And there's so many videos available, 5-minute videos that will literally bless you and inform you and make you knowledgeable on the issues of the day and American exceptionalism as well. Make sure you go to PragerU.com. Check those videos out. And please, please, please donate and help us fight back against the left. I want to talk to you guys about something a little different today. I want to talk to you guys about negative liberties. Guys, we are living in an authoritarian state. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to talk to you about the raid at Mar-a-Lago a little bit. This is a story that should never get old to you. It should never grow old, because if they can harass the DOJ, the Biden White House, and we'll talk about that, because we now know that the Biden White House sicked the DOJ on former President Trump. And I want to talk to you about that because you should be very afraid. You should be very concerned about this. I don't know why people don't get it. I don't know why people try to make this a Trump thing or a Republican versus Democrat thing. It's not. This is about your liberty. This is about your freedom. And if they can do it to one of the most powerful men in the country, they can certainly bully you. And they can make your life a living hell. Now, that's what they intend to do with 87,000 new IRS agents that they'll be hiring. They're going to torment and torture the middle class. We're living in scary times. We're living in scary times. So one of the things that I want to do is talk to you about negative rights versus positive rights. Now, negative rights are rights that are constitutionally guaranteed to us. And I'm going to talk to you about a column. I saw this yesterday. This was in the tip sheet yesterday. Some fancy Ivy League professors were talking about how we need to get rid of the Constitution. It's old, it's outdated, and all of this nonsense. And their arguments are complete and utter nonsense. But I want to talk about this because it's really important that you understand how blessed you are to be an American. Honestly, there's not a day that goes by where I don't sit and think, God, man, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to be an American, and where I'm not motivated to fight like hell to keep America the America that it is. It's absolutely astonishing to me that people would want to tear it down, but these people do exist, and we've got to fight against them. We've got to fight against them with everything we have. Everything we have. So negative rights essentially are constitutionally guaranteed rights. In other words, they say what these people cannot do to you, what the government cannot do to you. We'll just share a couple of examples here. The right to free speech is the right not to have others suppress your speech, whether it's big tech, whether it's the mainstream media, whether it's the Biden administration. These people don't have the right to suppress your speech. This is a negative right, meaning this is something that the government cannot do to you. And guys, I'm going to ask you to, if you're not familiar with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, it isn't antiquated. It deals with human nature. And again, I'll get into this column shortly, but get familiarize yourself with the Bill of Rights. Familiarize yourself to the best of your ability. I have to go back all the time. Listen, I'm not a brainiac. I got to read incessantly just to remember some of this stuff. But I go back and I know our rights are given to us by God, not by government. And what we see with the left, what we see with this authoritarian state that they're trying to build, and they're intimidating us, using Trump as this target that we can all see. We can see it play out plain as day. They're trying to intimidate every single one of us. And it's important that we understand what makes America so great. And what makes America so great is the Bill of Rights. Or one of the things. Our Judeo-Christian value system. It's absolutely astonishing. The right to bear arms is so that others may not take your arms. These, again, are negative rights. These are things that government cannot do to you. And when government can do these things to you, you have no rights. They control everything. And it's so important. It's so crucial that we understand this. It's so crucial that we get this. The right not to have the government post soldiers in your home. Sounds antiquated, but it's crucial. The right not to have your house searched. Can you say Mar-a-Lago? Oh, well, Carl, he's a public figure. He was former president of the United States. Well, the president has sole authority to classify or declassify papers, documents, memos, the sole authority. This is nothing more than a bullying exercise. And I'm fearful if they can do this to him, how much more can they do to us? These, a Harvard and a Yale professor, I saw this yesterday in the tip sheet, and I was like, my God, I've got to talk about this. New York Times essay claims, broken constitution, quote unquote, stands in the way of real democracy, quote. So the left claims that the Constitution is outdated. It's too simplistic. It's not up to date for modern America. It's racist. It's bigoted. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's funny to me. It's funny to me how the left doesn't think socialism is old and outdated. Socialism, which is so predictable. Socialism is you work. The government tells you, you work. Uncle Sam says you go to work, and guess what? At the end of the day, I'm going to take from what's yours. I'm going to go into your pocketbook. I'm going to empty out your wallet, and I'm going to take what's mine. And I sit there and I think, whoa, wait a minute, Uncle Sam, you didn't do anything to earn this money, but Uncle Sam thinks that you owe him your hard-earned money. I don't understand why people fall for this, and then the left will redistribute the wealth. It used to be to poor people, but everything is turned on its head. It's amazing to me how the Biden administration and the left as they exist today, the Democrat Party, I believe they're synonymous. I believe they're the same thing virtually. It's amazing to me how now what the left is doing is literally stealing from the working class, stealing from poorer Americans, if you will, in order to give to their rich elite friends. This is what happened with the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm going to talk to you in a second hour. By the way, Julie Kelly is also going to join us at the top of the second hour because we're going to be talking about the latest when it comes to this Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping trial. Another two guys punished for nothing, in my opinion. The FBI is going after people, a rogue FBI going after American citizens, making their lives a living hell. That's exactly what's happening. And this is what we're enduring. But guys, never forget the power of the Constitution, the power of negative rights. Let's talk to you quickly about positive rights. You know what positive rights are. Positive rights are things that are entitled, essentially. The government says, or Barack Obama used to say, he used to talk about health care. And he talked about this stuff, and he was open and blatant about it. Barack Obama, in my opinion, doesn't get enough credit for destroying America. The guy has done a fantastic job. All that the Biden administration is doing, with the help of old cronies from the Obama administration, is building on the foundation that Obama set. But Obama literally sat down and gave an interview talking about negative rights, talking about positive rights. For instance, health care is a positive right. People on the left believe that we're entitled to health care. I'm going to talk to you about why this is not only stupid, it's absolutely disastrous. This is Carl Jackson in for Dennis Prager. We'll be right back.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor pain-free studio.
Hi, Dennis Prager here with some information on a new product that's quite fascinating for staying healthy, Cofix RX. Everybody's been in the situation, the person next to you is sniffling or even coughing. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to minimize airborne viral threats? To reduce your chance of getting hurt, you wear a safety belt when you're driving, and to limit sun damage, you wear sunscreen on the beach. Cofix is just like that. Cofix is a providone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that helps keep you protected from airborne viruses. With Cofix RX nasal spray, you'll target colds, flus, and other viruses right where they breed, in your nasal cavity. Cofix RX should be in everyone's pocket, purse, or medicine cabinet. Visit Cofix RX, that's CofixRx.com, for a doctor, pharmacy, or health food retailer near you, or use the coupon code Prager for 20% off at CofixRx.com. I have a big smile on my face. I hope he doesn't hear this, because I don't want it to go to his head. But whenever I say his name, I smile. That's how highly I regard Carl Jackson. He's a special man. Take it away, Carl.
All right, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. It's such an honor to sit in for Dennis Prager. Obviously, I mean, just a man that I admire, a man that I adore, and actually the man that kicked off my national start, if you will. So, Dennis, I'm forever grateful to you. Also, Alan Estrin, thank you so much for the opportunity as well. Sue and Sean, as always, for being in my ear while I sit in. And guys, this is, again, just to remind you, this is triple match week for PragerU. So donate $10. It's with the help of a generous donor, it's $30. $100 becomes $300. $1,000 becomes $3,000, and so on and so forth. And again, PragerU is helping to fight against these little commie left that exists within the United States of America. So please, please donate, PragerU.com, and donate. As a matter of fact, Alan sent me a message during the break here. And basically what I was talking about during the intro, he says that PragerU is working on a 10-part constitutional series for exactly the reasons I was talking about. The first two are out. 8 more are coming, including one on the Bill of Rights. So check that out at PragerU.com and look for more videos coming, a 10-part series on the Bill of Rights. And this is very, very important. Callers, don't go anywhere. Nick, Tom, I see you out there. I want to get to all of that. Get to all of you. Also want to get to what's happening with Mar-a-Lago, because I don't believe that we should let this go. This is absolutely historic, and it has implications, obviously, for all of us that believe in the rule of law, that believe in law and order, that understand how important it is to sustain the rule of law and order in America if we're going to continue to exist. It really is that simple. But going to these negative rights, I described to you what negative rights are outlined in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. That's a list of rights, of things that the government cannot do to you. In other words, hands off. There should be no court cases on the Second Amendment, but there are, simply because people either hate the Bill of Rights, or don't understand the Bill of Rights. One of the two, I'd imagine. The same is true when it comes to curtailing free speech. This is something that we shouldn't have to deal with, yet we do, because people don't understand the importance of free speech. And it's laughable to me that we have a Harvard and a Yale professor talking about how old and antiquated and how simplistic the Constitution of the United States of America is. The Constitution is never outdated. The same is true with the Bible. Why? Because it deals with biblical principles. It deals with man's nature. It deals with man's nature. Both of them do. This is why the Constitution is so freaking genius. It deals with man's nature. It doesn't matter if you're living in the era of the horse and buggy or the era of the iPhone. We still have the same nature. Man has a, I'm a Christian, so I believe that men have a sinful nature. And once we realize our sin, we can correct our issues, right? We can repent to God. We can turn away from our bad behavior. But man has a sinful nature. This is something that the Constitution addresses. It's not outdated. They want to claim that it's racist and bigoted and it was written by old white men. Well, I'd like to see a document, a constitutional document or a governing document that's written by old black men that's better. They can't produce that because it doesn't exist. This is the greatest country that God has ever given man. This is the greatest document besides the Bible, in my opinion, that has ever been given to man. And it's up to us to understand it and to fight for it. It is so important. Let me talk to you about a positive right. A positive right is something that the government is, and Barack Obama gave up the bag. He totally explained this. The guy was not hiding his commie views. Not at all. I had a debate with the guy years ago. I mean, I'm talking about a radical leftist, cool guy, but he was radical. And he thought Barack Obama was a total failure because he didn't go far enough with his leftism at the time. I could not believe what I was hearing. This was a black dude. Could not believe what I was hearing. He did not understand the success that Obama had in beginning to tear down the United States of America and to undermine our constitutional values. Absolutely amazing to me. But Barack Obama talked about health care. He talked about health care because obviously into law, we now suffer with Obamacare. And you'll hear all the time. You'll hear people on the left. You'll hear Democrats say, well, I have a right to health care. No, you don't. You don't have a right to health care. What the heck are you talking about? You know why you don't have a right to health care? Because it interferes with negative rights. Let me explain that. I don't have the right to go to my doctor and say, hey, man, or hey, woman. There's no other genders for those of you that are confused. So it's either hey, man, or hey, woman. You better treat me for my ailments or else. No, I don't have the right to demand of that person's time, just as they don't have the right to demand of my time. I don't have the right to demand of their energy. No one has the right to do that to you. So for all of you that say healthcare is a right, no, you're just wrong. Healthcare is not a right. Having a roof over your head, as much as I would like that to happen, and by the way, man, is the Obama administration, I'm sorry, the Biden administration, same thing, doing a good job of destroying that for first-time home buyers. We'll talk about that. It isn't your right to own a home. It isn't your right to have a roof over your head. It isn't your right to drive a car, because all of these involve someone else's time, their energy, and their labor. And you have no right to anyone else's labor. This is astonishing to me. We don't sit there and think about this stuff, but this is the case. What the left wants isn't progressivism. It is regressivism. It is slavery. Because what the left is saying, and I'll get to these. I can't believe I haven't gotten to them yet, but I'll get to these professors. But what they're saying is essentially, hey, listen, man, there's positive rights. I have a right to tell people what to do. I have a right to other people's time and their energy and their labor. And no, you do not. That is morally wrong. That is ethically wrong. But this is where we stand today. This is who the Biden administration is. This is who the Democrat Party is. They believe that they have a right to your time and energy and sweat. These people don't understand what's going on in Washington. Do you think that the Biden administration, anyone, anyone in his administration understands the plight of the everyday American? Do you think they were? Biden has been in Washington, D.C. for 50 years. People kissing his behind for 50 years. Money, it doesn't matter how much money he spends. They always have money at their disposal. They never have tough times inside of Washington, D.C., inside of the Beltway, if you will, inside of the nation's capital. They don't understand the pain that you go through. So they can make these, they can come up with these theoretical, you know, all of these theories. They don't live in reality. They don't live in reality. They cannot understand the everyday man. They simply cannot. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party is a cancer to America. I don't say that to be hyperbolic. I truly believe that. The Democrat Party is a cancer to America. And we got to crush them this November. We had some good midterms yesterday in Florida. We need to crush them in November.
Rising interest rates, stock volatility, out of control inflation. People are concerned about what the future holds financially. This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's no better time than the present to move a portion of your IRA into precious metals. Gold and silver IRAs are more popular than ever, and dealers are advertising heavily for your business. You should know there's a right and a wrong way to set up your precious metals IRA. Mistakes could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in IRS fines. Nick Grovin, man I completely trust, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has agreed to send you a concise report about how to set up your IRA and how to get the best bang for your buck. Nick and his team will be happy to help you set up your precious metals IRA or review your current account. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, for your free IRA report and all your precious metals needs. AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com.
So Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Dennis, Carl Jackson here for Dennis Prager. And Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, to deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2. From executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with Brandon Tatum, Vodi Bakum, and also Chad O. Jackson. Make sure you check that out. You can pre-order it today at salemnow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, August 26th at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. All right. I got a couple of people that disagree with me. So before I go on, I want to go ahead and go to them and have a conversation here. Let's go to Steve in Chicago. Steve, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You got the mic.
Thanks. I really appreciate you taking my call, Carl. So sure. I'm trying to understand your comment when you say people have no rights to health care. So there's right. No biblical right. It's not in the Bible. I agree with you there. But there are four sources of a right to health care. If you work okay. for a company, in order to attract you as an employee, and retain you, and they offer health insurance, you have a right under the terms of your employment agreement. It becomes a legal right. It's not a biblical right. It's a legal right. If you have health care under Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, or Medicare, that is a right that's been granted through the democratic process called legislation. Congress passed laws granting certain forms of health insurance coverage to people. That becomes a legislative right. So I don't understand what you're saying.
And Steve, let me respond here, and I appreciate the call. Listen, it's a fair point, but a legislative right isn't a right. That's a benefit. It happened through the legislative process. It's not a God-ordained right. You don't wake up and you're a preemie or you're a newborn baby talking about give me my health care. It doesn't exist. That is a law. We do exist with it. We have a process in which we can go through to create laws and legislate that. These things are called entitlements, by the way. They're not called rights, but they are called entitlements when you talk about Medicaid and Medicare and so on. And also what jobs have done is they've offered benefits in some of their benefit packages. They aren't called their right packages, their human rights packages. They're called their benefits packages in order to incentivize employees. But benefits are not rights. I think that's a pretty clear distinction. So you may have a generous employer that decides to do that for you. By the way, if you vote for Democrats, they're trying to take that away. They're trying to force you onto the Obamacare system. That's what they've been trying to do all along, actually, to force you into single payer health care system. But that's not true. Legislation isn't that isn't a right. The negative rights. That's why they set the first 10 amendments outside of the Constitution, if you will, because those were the negative rights. Those are the rights that said these are things that government cannot do to you. So I do understand your argument. I understand the logic of the argument. It's just wrong. All right. Let's go to Aaron in San Pedro, California, a conservative that disagrees with me about health care. Aaron, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You've got the mic.
Yeah, I just don't agree with you saying that we don't have the right to demand somebody's time. If you're getting paid to provide a service, why don't we have the right to ask for your time or demand your time?
Okay, so that's a fair point and actually a pretty logical argument, but it still isn't your right. What do you do for a living?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay, so you're a truck driver. Someone can't come to you that isn't your boss and demand that you drive elsewhere other than your employer does. So you're talking about a contractual agreement, right, what a doctor has with a hospital or so on, et cetera, or maybe an agreement that a doctor and a patient have together to exchange services for money. That's not a right. I don't have the right to come to you and say, hey, Aaron, I want you to drive somewhere because I'm entitled for you to use your time to go do something for me. Sorry, that's not a right. I appreciate the call.
Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. 6-piece set, 2-bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code PRAGER. Or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code PRAGER.
Welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in for Dennis Prager. The number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Actually, we're waiting for Julie Kelly to call in. She'll be calling in shortly here, and we'll look forward to speaking with her when she does call in. And actually, I'm texting her right now. So a little mix up there, but we'll have Julie Kelly on the line pretty shortly here. Make sure you check out her pieces at amgreatness.com. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is what's happening with this Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping trial. The latest couple of guys have been found guilty of conspiring to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, and unfortunately, the latter two could potentially spend the rest of their lives in prison. So this will be very interesting to talk about with her. So we look forward to speaking with Julie Kelly coming up shortly here. And Sean, if I could, just real quick, I'm having issues getting in contact with her. So I will, if you guys could reach out to her, that would be great. All right. She's tried to call in. Sorry, this is just a little backstage stuff here, guys. But anyway, let me get to the Biden White House facilitated the DOJ's criminal probe against Trump as we try to get in contact with Julie Kelly here. So Biden lied about not knowing about what's going on with the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid. Complete and utter lie. You have a president of the United States that sicked the Department of Justice, the FBI, on another, a former president. This is absolutely sick. This, according to Just the News, the Biden White House worked directly with the Justice Department and the National Archives to instigate the criminal probe into alleged mishandling of documents, allowing the FBI to review evidence retrieved from Mar-a-Lago this spring and eliminating the 45th president's claims to executive privilege. Jonathan Sue, executive privilege. This is insane. This is according to contemporaneous government documents that have been reviewed by Just the News. But this is absolutely insane. The guy has executive privilege. Trump does. The guy has the ability to say what's classified and what is not classified. And you have a sitting president that's so terrified of what the media and what the of what America will find out about him that he sicks the DOJ on the FBI. And don't think it's not that petty. These people are absolutely terrified of Donald Trump. They're terrified of the information they had. He had been working with these guys. They showed up at Mar-a-Lago, I believe, as early as February of 2021, if I'm not mistaken, or of this year. They came back just as recently as this summer in June. They were working with him. They had retrieved 15 boxes at the time. And then they come back and they perform this raid on Mar-a-Lago. Do you know how scary that is? That is a former president of the United States. Guys, I know I'm being redundant. That's a former president of the United States. If they can do that to one of the most powerful men in America, imagine what they can do to you. And they don't care. This is the left. They abandon everything. The rule of law. Again, I still haven't gotten to it. They want to get rid of the Constitution, the left does. They want to destroy the family. They want to destroy every building block of society. Did you know they're going after? I mean, the Southern Baptist Church. Now, listen. I understand that there's some issues that have occurred with the Southern Baptist Church, and they are cooperating with the Department of Justice. But knowing what we know about the Department of Justice now, do you think they're not going to do their best to destroy the institution, the Southern Baptist Convention? Or what? Do you think they're not going to do their best to destroy them? Did you know the U.S. Marshals, Tucker Carlson talked about it? The U.S. Marshals are literally going after a farmer in Pennsylvania, an Amish farmer. There is no links that the left will not sink to destroy the American idea. None. Absolutely none. It's absolutely insane to me what we see going on. All right. I see that we have Julie Kelly on the line. Julie, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. Oh, not quite yet. Okay. So anyway. It's insane what we see going on. It's insane what we see the Department of Justice doing. And again, I apologize. We're working on getting Julie Kelly on here. But if I can just quickly go back until we do get her on, quickly go back to this article from Just the News, where the memos show that then White House Deputy Counsel Jonathan Sue was engaged in conversations with the FBI and with the DOJ, with the National Archives as early as April. I apologize. I got those dates wrong. Shortly after 15 boxes of classified and other materials were voluntarily returned to the Federal Historical Agency from Trump's Florida home. Okay, so anyway, listen, guys, I'm going to go to Julie Kelly real quick, and then we'll finish up with this after we're done with Julie. Julie, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. Appreciate you joining us on such a short notice.
Sure, Carl. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely, and I apologize for all the issues with the line here, but I'm glad to have you on. Let's go right to discussing the latest that has happened with this Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case, if you'll give us the latest according to your article. And I'm speaking with Julie Kelly of AM Greatness.
Sure. Thanks, Carl. So back in April, there was a trial, four men accused of conspiring to kidnap and possibly kill Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. They faced kidnapping charges and weapons of mass destruction charges. The jury came back after a three-week trial and did not issue a single conviction. Two men were outright acquitted, found not guilty, amid their defense attorney's claims, successful claims, that the men were entrapped by the FBI. The other two men, the jury could not reach a verdict on. The government immediately announced they would retry those two men, Adam Fox and Barry Croft. Their new trial started on August 9th. And basically the same evidence, two fewer defendants, but with the judge helping the government every step of the way. The jury came back yesterday after only about 7 hours of deliberation with a guilty verdict on every single count. Quite the reversal of fortune for DOJ and unfortunately for these defendants.
And they're looking at life, aren't they?
They are. They're looking at life in prison. And look, Carl, you know this because you followed it, but just for the listeners who haven't, this was from start to finish an extensive, detailed, elaborate, costly FBI operation to stitch these random men together and arrest them for attempting to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer right before the 2020 election. They blamed this plot on Donald Trump. Gretchen Whitmer talked about it for weeks, blaming Trump. Joe Biden did it on the campaign trail. Wall-to-wall headlines, Carl, right as people were voting for president, early voting, blaming this shocking plot on Donald Trump and his ties, alleged ties to militias. Well, of course, none of it was true. This was involved at least a dozen FBI undercover agents and informants working out of numerous field offices, taking direction from their FBI agent handlers. So it was an extensive operation, and unfortunately, mostly because the judge really shut down so much of the defense's arguments over the past week and a half, the jury came back with convictions. I am certain these lawyers will be filing an appeal very soon, though.
Man, I hope so. Guys, I'm going to encourage you to read absolutely everything you can get your hands on from Julie Kelly at AM Greatness. It's amgreatness.com. Also, to go out and get her book entitled January 6th. I mean, just Google, go to Amazon or whomever you buy books from, Borders, January 6th, type in Google, Julie Kelly, and it'll pop up. Also, follow her on Twitter, Julie_Kelly, the number two, at Julie_Kelly, the number two. Just real quick, Julie, we have a very short period of time remaining with you here. Your take on the, just less than a minute, your take on the Mar-a-Lago raid and what they're going to ultimately try to do with President Trump. You believe he's going to be indicted?
I absolutely do. This DOJ is completely out of control. I think they'll indict him for either obstruction, conspiracy, probably tampering with evidence. They're going to dig through that trove of documents and find anything they possibly can to relate to the January 6th investigation. So I have no doubt that that is where this is headed. This DOJ and FBI is completely out of control, flagrantly weaponized on behalf of the Democratic Party. Really, really terrifying to watch.
Julie Kelly of AM Greatness. Again, I'm sorry for the phone issues. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you. Absolutely. Appreciate everything you do. Check out her articles, amgreatness.com. Follow her on Twitter at Julie_Kelly, the number two. Get her book, January 6th. This woman is a national treasure. We'll be back. This is Carl Jackson in for Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
I have a big smile on my face. I hope he doesn't hear this because I don't want it to go to his head. But whenever I say his name, I smile. That's how highly I regard Carl Jackson. He's a special man. Take it away, Carl.
All right, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I am your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Dennis Prager. The number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Guys, I apologize. for the mix-up earlier with Julie Kelly. We hope to have her on earlier, but just a problem with the phone lines, and it happens sometimes in radio. Guys, I want to remind you that this is triple match week for PragerU, so anything that you give will be tripled by a generous donor. So if you give $10, it's $30. If you give $100, it becomes $300, $1,000, $3,000, and so on. So please donate to PragerU. Before I go back to the calls, let me just quickly talk about this issue, or talk about PragerU, and talk about one of the videos that I absolutely love. It's called the, I was watching it this morning. Let me pull it up. I want to make sure that I get the title right. I put it on my Facebook page. By the way, follow me on all social media, The Carl Jackson Show. Check out my podcast, thecarljacksonshow.com, Salem Podcast Network, SalemPodcastNetwork.com, or wherever you go to listen to podcasts. I spoke this morning about Rayshard Brooks and how I believe the shooting was justified of Rayshard Brooks. It's funny how people like the Monday morning quarterback, but that was a pretty clear-cut case. But the PragerU video that I'm talking about is called The Great Texas Freeze of 2021. The Great Texas Freeze of 2021. And one of the things that I love about PragerU videos, I'm basically just going to do an ad here because I love PragerU so much, and you should too, and make sure that your kids watch this stuff. Make sure that you watch it as adults. I watch it as a grown behind man to become informed on some of these issues. But the Texas freeze, you guys might not remember this, where the weather, the temperatures dropped below zero. I believe it was for 4 or 5 days straight in Texas. I actually have a niece and nephew that live in Austin, Texas, and they got to this 11-year-old boy froze to death. And what had happened, it was over a span of, I believe it was 10 years, you had 4 million new residents move into the state of Texas. But they didn't build up their fossil fuel energy sources, if you will, their infrastructure. They didn't build up their natural gas resources, their coal resources. They didn't build up nuclear resources. They didn't build up any of that. But they did build up their renewable energy resources. Three times as much within that span of period of time. And they didn't adjust those other, the natural energy, the fossil fuels for the amount of people that moved into the state. And so the infrastructure simply couldn't handle it. They used all of this renewable energy and it just totally collapsed. 4 days of freeze. It's so silly to go to solar and wind when you know that the weather is going to dictate whether or not you have energy. This stuff is baffling to me, not to mention the materials that they have to mine for and the big earth movers. Go online and trip off the pictures of the big earth movers that they have to use to mine for some of the materials that are used to make EVs, that are used to make solar panels. It's a complete and utter joke. It is a complete and utter lie. But what I like about PragerU is not only do they give you the facts and they give you the information so that you walk away well-informed, you know how to argue the points. You know how to argue the points against the left. So please subscribe to PragerU. They tell you exactly what the left is trying to do and how their end goal, how their policies just lead to destruction. Renewable energy will lead to destruction. It's a complete hoax. It's a complete joke. If you like EVs, I'm fine with that. If you want to get better, you know, I understand the hybrids and all this kind of stuff. If you want better fuel consumption, but don't believe that you're saving the environment by buying a car that's an electrical vehicle, an EV. Don't believe that you're saving the planet by using solar and wind and these renewable energies. You're not doing anything of the sort. As a matter of fact, we have the second largest steel mill that has just basically gone down, and it will be out of commission for at least 9 to 12 months. Because energy prices are so high, they can't continue to work. 600 workers are laid off. And guess where we're going to start getting steel from again? Cheap steel, China. It's a joke, guys. It's a joke. You can learn this stuff by watching PragerU videos. Go to PragerU.com. Make sure you subscribe. Let's take a couple of calls. There's so much that I still want to talk about, but the call boards are full, and some of you have been waiting for quite some time. So let's go to Pitts in Charleston, South Carolina. Pitts, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You've got the mic.
Hey, Carl. Hey, listen, I love you.
Thank you.
I mean it.
Thank you.
Just real quick, but I'm gonna back you up and disagree at the same time. I don't think those guys earlier had good points. just sort of laughing it off a little bit. But anyway, because what they're describing, as you alluded to, are transactional obligations. You enter into a contract with someone, then yes, you have an obligation. It's not a right, as you said. The Obamacare, the health care can be taken away, as again, as you alluded to, if it can be given by government and taken away. I know we've said this before, and it seems logical to you and I and to most people, but I'm amazed at the loss of critical thinking that we've had in this country when people can turn an argument around like that and say that if someone pays you, then you are required to give them time. Well, of course you are. That's your contract that you made with them. That's not a right. The rights that they tried to enshrine in the Constitution require zero transaction from anyone to anyone and for anything for you to have
it. Good call. Man, good point. Good point. Listen, Pitts, I appreciate you calling in and backing me up and making the point better than I did. Sometimes that happens. But a really, really good point. I appreciate the clarification. Let's go back to the lines. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara is in Jamestown, New York. She says the left wants to give free health care, but they mean health insurance. You want to clarify that, Barbara? I appreciate you calling in to the Dennis Prager Show.
Yes, hi. I agree with you that health care is not a right, because we're really talking about health care insurance. I don't think any of them would expect to go to a doctor and expect to be treated for free. They know it's getting paid for by insurance. So I guess they think that it's their right to have other people, the government, taxpayers, pay for their or a portion of their, you know, their care.
Insurance. Sure. Good distinction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really
I
good
always
distinction.
Whenever I hear them talking about health care is a right, health care is a right. Well, we have Medicaid in most states, in New York for sure. And, you know, if you go to an emergency room, they will treat you regardless, you know.
Right.
So we're moral about it. I don't think anybody, you know, disagrees with that. But as far as, you know, oh, I have a right for anybody to get, you know, care anytime, anywhere,
right,
you know, and have it paid for by somebody else. It's not a right. I agree.
Good. Very, very good call, Barbara. And you're absolutely right. Listen, when doctors treat you, there's a sense of morality there. It's like we're banking on and we're counting on government to force people to do these jobs. Well, the truth is we don't need government to do it. The reason why people get into medicine, typically, they're compassionate and they want to help people. This is Carl Jackson in for Dennis Prager. We'll be right back after the break. Triple Match Week this week at PragerU.com. $10 becomes $30. A generous gift of $100 becomes $300. $1,000 becomes $3,000. If you can afford to give anything, please give to PragerU. They're fighting back against the leftists, the commies that are trying to destroy the United States of America, and also empowering people with knowledge and with wisdom and with facts to be able to fight back against the left on an individual basis as well. So please support PragerU, PragerU.com. All right, guys. So again, let me just real quick wrap up this issue with Mar-a-Lago. And I am really concerned about the state of our nation. The left has to destroy the building blocks of society. They have to destroy the family. They have to destroy the rule of law. This is exactly what they're aiming to do. They have to destroy religion. They even have to destroy labor. And they're doing so by destroying the work incentive. All of this, I'll talk about this shortly, but what they're doing while they're literally getting ready or contemplating. I haven't seen news break on this as of yet, where the Biden administration is contemplating allowing people to forego student loans or giving them major discounts on student loan money that they owe. Who's going to pick up the tab for that? A bunch of middle class workers that said, you know what? I'm looking at my bank account. I'm looking at my family history. I'm looking at our finances, and we can't afford to go to college. I can't afford to go to college. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a job. Because I can't afford to go to college, and I'm going to work my butt off, and I'm going to work hard to provide a good middle class income. I'm going to save and invest, and God knows what will happen in the future. If I save and invest wisely, I can become a millionaire in the future. But I'm not going to take the risk of going to college because I can't afford the debt. No, the Biden administration says no. You're going to pay for the elites. You middle class workers, you working class Americans, you're going to pay for the elites. They're going to disincentivize work. That's exactly what they want to do. That's exactly what they did with the lockdowns. They disincentivize work. In part, that's why we have some of the supply issues, the shipping issues that we still have to this day. Not as bad, obviously, thank God, but we still have them. 11 million jobs, 11 million job openings. It's insane. It is insane. But people have been disincentivized to work thanks to the left and these COVID lockdowns. That they instill. Just real quick, let me read to you some of the memo or what the memo contained when these people decided in the White House that they were going to go after former President Donald Trump. So on April 11th, this was the most complete summary, according to Justice News, was contained in a lengthy letter dated May 10th that acting National Archivist Deborah Stidell Wall sent Trump's lawyers summarizing the White House's involvement. And she says, and I quote, on April 11, 2022, the White House counsel's office affirming a request from the Department of Justice supported by an FBI letterhead memorandum formally transmitted a request that NARA provide the FBI access to the 15 boxes for its review within 7 days, with the possibility that the FBI might request copies of specific documents following its review of the boxes. All right. So the letter revealed Biden empowered the National Archives and Records Administration to waive any claims of executive privilege. The letter goes on. The counsel to the president has informed me that in light of the particular circumstances presented here, President Biden defers to my determination and consultation with the Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel regarding whether or not I should uphold the former president's purported protective assertion of executive privilege. I have therefore decided not to honor the former president's protective claim of privilege. Even Alan Dershowitz, a Democrat, a liberal, a true liberal, thinks this is crazy. I'll finish up on the other side. Carl Jackson in for Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm Carl Jackson sitting in for the great Dennis Prager. The screen is absolutely full with callers. I'll get to as many of you as possible. I see you out there. Glenn, Ken, Eric, Domingo, Jane, Vincent, Brent, I will get to as many of you as I possibly can. I just want to wrap up this issue with Dershowitz, and then Sean McConnell in my ear just sent me some news on the news regarding the student loan forgiveness. And I want to go through this because I want you to understand what's going on. We have a collapse of the rule of law. This is what we're seeing with President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump. Here's what Alan Dershowitz had to say. I was very surprised. Dershowitz says, after reading the text of the Wall's letter, the National Archivist, he says, and I quote, the current president should not be able to waive the executive privilege of a predecessor without the consent of the former president. Otherwise, privilege means nothing. What president will ever discuss anything in private if he knows the man who beat him can and will disclose it? Close quote. While some courts have upheld the notion of a successor president waiving privilege for a predecessor, Dershowitz said the matter remains to be decided definitively by the U.S. Supreme Court. He went on to say, and I quote, the best thinking is that an incumbent president cannot waive the right of the previous president. And also, it would make a mockery of the whole notion of privilege. Close quote. The National Archivist went on to talk about the It was a 19 or a Watergate era ruling that suggested Biden had the authority to waive Trump's privileges. And essentially, that's what she was following in order to do that. This is dangerous precedent. This is absolutely dangerous precedent. And this is, once again, you have an administration sicking the FBI and the DOJ on a former president, on a potential opponent of his. This is absolutely disgusting. There's no doubt in my mind that Kash Patel was 100% right. Basically, what they're trying to do is get rid of any evidence that Donald Trump would have against them. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So the left is willing to overturn the rule of law. They don't care. I talked to you earlier about these professors, one at Yale, one at Harvard, that basically wrote how the Constitution is antiquated. It's time to get rid of it. They don't mind the Constitution as long as they get their way. But if they don't get their way, you know, damn the Constitution. It's just arbitrary in their opinion. It's only for leftists, apparently, only for, you know, when leftists get their way. And it's absolutely crazy. It's insane. This is why we have to crush these people at the ballot box. And I mean, guys, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm looking at all these senatorial races. Don't take them for granted. Marco Rubio in Florida needs help. And I forget some of the names. Forgive me. You have Blake Masters in Arizona that needs some help. You have Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest Dr. Oz fan, but he's far better than the radical Fetterman that'll be in. And he's out there making the case to the people, according to some articles that I've been reading from Selena Zito. He's going out there and shaking hands while Fetterman, who obviously you can see the effects of the stroke that he had, he's going out there, can barely speak on a stump, and he's doing a meme campaign against Dr. Oz. Guys, make sure that you support these senators. We cannot afford to lose this country. I'm telling you, if we lose this election, I know you hear it all the time. If we lose this election, I think the United States of America, as we know it, is gone. It's gone. We have radicals in the White House. They want to destroy the family unit. They want to destroy the rule of law. Hence what's happening with former President Donald Trump. They have destroyed the family unit. All you have to do is look at the black community, for God's sakes. And that's exactly what they've done. They're destroying religion. Government is God. Larry Elder talks about it in Uncle Tom too. Government is God. The left has made government their God, and they're destroying the work ethic. Now, as I talk about destroying the work ethic, hat tip, I can't believe that I'm saying this, but let me scroll through. But this was just sent to me. Now I can't find it. Great. But this was sent to me from Sean. Let me go back here. This is hat tip to the Huffington Post. Sean, I never thought I would be saying hat tip Huffington Post. But anyway, this is from the Huffington Post. I'm sorry. This is something else. Forgive me. Let me click on it. Guys, I'm having issues with my laptop. So anyway, here it is. Joe Biden canceling up to $20,000 of student loan debt per borrower. Okay, this is another reason why the federal government solely should not be in charge of the federal student loans, because guess who's going to pay for it? Obviously, poor people. Now, the president announced this a continuation of the freeze on student loan payments until January. So Joe Biden on Wednesday announced the cancellation of up to $20,000 in student loan debt for certain borrowers, belatedly following through on a campaign issue that has remained a top priority for progressive Democrats. Biden also announced a continuation of the freeze on student loan payments up until January. The payments were originally paused by Donald Trump in response to the coronavirus pandemic, and Biden had previously extended it until August 31. Roughly 45 million student loan borrowers collectively owe $1.6 trillion. As many as 43 million borrowers could benefit from the plan, the White House said Wednesday, and 20 million could see their debt completely canceled. Woo! Guys, I'll be honest with you. It's hard to read this stuff. Only recipients of Pell Grants, which are awarded based on need, would be eligible for the full $20,000 in debt cancellation. Borrowers who don't receive Pell Grants could have up to $10,000 of debt canceled. Administration officials said 60% of borrowers also received Pell Grants, meaning many could get the full relief. Guys, I'm just going to say this is so asinine. We are in the middle. Things are going to get worse. I hate to be the one to break it to you. Things are going to get worse before they get better. We do not have the money to do this. And this is going to fall on the backs of the working class. You got the cost of living crisis hits U.S. households like no tomorrow. You got rent that is high. You've got food and groceries that are high. I'll go through how inflation is sticking around. You got an administration that constantly lies to you and gaslights you about the price of gas. Gas is going to go up. People have been forced to stop driving. Well, school's back in. People are going to start driving again, despite the fact that we've depleted the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to, I believe, it's a 40-year low. This is insane what these people are doing. Oh, my Lord. Help me. I'm flipping out. This is Carl Jackson and for Dennis Prager. We'll be back on the other side. I'll take some of your calls. All right, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. It's your special guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great Dennis Prager. I want to just take the time again to thank Dennis Prager. I want to thank Sue. I want to thank Alan Estrin for allowing me to sit behind the microphone. Sean McConnell that's in my ear. I appreciate all of you guys and giving me an opportunity yet again to fill in for Dennis Prager. It's always an honor and it's a blessing. And I tell you and I've told others, Dennis Prager is the same person in person that he is on air. The guy is just a genuine good soul and a good man. And so I adore the man. I love the man. And I'm sure you guys too do too as well. Obviously listening to his show, but he is the real deal. Support PragerU. This is the triple match week. Again, there's no shame in my game. I believe that PragerU is doing a great job in fighting back against the leftists that exist in this country by informing patriots of what the left is doing and how their policies are impacting us on a daily basis. Actually, on a macro level, on a micro level, you can just go to Prager University. You can literally, I do it all the time. I do get notifications on my phone. So make sure that you subscribe, but also I'll literally go online and I'll just search YouTube for PragerU videos. I'll put in a topic and it's there. It's insane. Whatever ammo that you need to research and fight back against the left that are trying to destroy this country and undermine our great system of governance, you can find it at PragerU. So please, if you can afford to donate, please do so. Triple match week this week. Again, $10 is $30 thanks to generous donors. $100 is $300. $1,000 is $3,000. You cannot beat that with a bat. Help PragerU. It's free. It's free for us, but it costs them tons of money to produce these videos. So help them out, please. All right. Before I get back to this issue, I still want to talk about Fauci and I want to talk about what's happening with the middle class. Honestly, this student loan debt forgiveness, this is cruel. This is a transfer of wealth. This isn't a transfer. this is a transfer of wealth to the middle class, to the working class, to people that are more than likely going to be making more money in their lifetime than the working class. This is absolutely insane, but this is what the left is going to do. This is what they intend to do. They're hooking up the elites. When the Democrats say they're for the little guy, everything they've done, everything the Biden administration has done, everything they're doing is not for the little guy, destroying the family. Listen, all you have to do to thrive inside of the United States is make sure you go to high school and you graduate from high school. You get a job, you get married, and then you have kids. You'll be in good shape. You're going to graduate into the middle class if you do that. You're going to be successful if you do that. You may not be the wealthiest person on the earth, but you will be successful if you do that. But the left, their idea is to destroy the family, tell you that guys can be girls and girls can be guys. These people are absolutely destroying America and all of the great things that we've stood for, our traditions. It's absolutely amazing. Destroying our school system as it exists, telling your kids that, you know, one kid is an oppressor, the other kid is oppressed, and again, they're too sexualizing your children instead of teaching them how to think critically, instead of teaching them reading, writing, and arithmetic. They are destroying our institutions, even when it comes to things like policing and depolicing. I talked about the Rashard Brooks shooting. I believe that shooting was totally justified. I'm so tired of the Monday morning quarterbacks and the big perms like Al Sharpton coming out and talking about how racism. Let me just make it emphatically clear. I'm sorry that Rashard Brooks had to die. He made a very stupid decision. And unfortunately, he paid with his life. And I'm tired of the Monday morning quarterbacks. Let me be emphatically clear. If that were me, if I were a cop and I had got a concussion because a because a criminal body slammed me, wrestled me, and then I had to chase him after he took my taser and turned it on me. Remember that I'm concussed, and he points something back at me. I'm a cop that sees crime on a daily basis, that deals with life and death situations, maybe daily, maybe weekly, more often than the average citizen, for sure. I'm going to pop a cap in him. I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with being black, being white, or whatever. And for all of you hypocrites that claim otherwise, you're a bunch of fake frauds and phonies. Anyone points an item at you when you're a cop, you're dealing with a violent situation. If you're a cop and you think that person is going to kill you, I will bet you that you will pop a cap in that person. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm just honest. I sure would. So I'm just being real. So for all of you Rashard Brooks lovers out there, listen, I'm sorry the guy had to die. He made a stupid decision. Comply, you won't die. He knew that because for 40 minutes, the cops had dealt with him. All right, enough of that. Let me do this before I go back to the student loan forgiveness and what's happening with the middle class, the cost of living crisis that we're seeing with the middle class. I'm so frustrated. I mean, I just see these people destroying the rule of law. Destroying the rule of law, destroying the family, destroying our schools. They do something every day. I was talking to Sean offline. Every day we read something that the left is doing to destroy the United States of America. We can't even take a breath. All we can do is hope and pray that we have elected or we will elect in November the right conservatives that will go in and fight for us. And if they don't, we need to kick their butts out right away. For God's sakes, this is absolutely insane. All right, let me go back to the lines. Number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Man, time is flying too fast here. We got Brent in Los Angeles. Brent, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You've got the mic.
Blessings, Carl. Welcome home.
Thank you.
You know, I'm happy to hear Larry Elder is considering a run for president, but I do hope he's only doing it as an informational strategy to nationally publicize and promote his incredible life work to enlighten and liberate America's lost and betrayed university-educated blacks and whites from their enslavement to the bigoted, racist, death-dealing Democrat plantation. Larry is a brilliant and talented broadcaster, writer, and documentary producer, but he lacks the essential killer instinct America needs in a wartime president. And I contributed and worked to get Larry elected for governor of California, but he lacked the boldness and the creativity and the righteous indignation necessary to liberate our evil state from the demonic grip of Nazi Newsom. And so Larry is respectful and polite to progressive predator pit bulls who proceed to rip him to pieces. But I do want him as a cabinet member or an advisor, preferably press secretary. But America needs President Trump back where he belongs.
Okay, so Brent, listen, I appreciate the call. And let me respond to that. Obviously, I'm a great admirer of Larry Elder. I think Larry Elder is a pit bull. In politics, once you get into the game of politics, it's new. You can people tell you about how ravaging the left is and all the things that they will do to come after you and to destroy you. But until you actually get in the fight, it is hard to comprehend. I think Larry calculated this stuff. But it was overwhelming and it was an onslaught. But I believe he was brave to get in the race. And I got to be straight up with you. I think he would be fantastic in the White House. Now, I am a person, given what we're seeing with this deep state, I do believe that the FBI has to be abolished. I talked about it when I filled in for Mike Gallagher, how that can systematically happen. It's not some pie in the sky type of thing. But I can see Larry Elder as a presidential candidate. I could also see Larry Elder as Trump Elder. I could see, good Lord. I mean, the possibilities are endless. But Larry Elder, one of the things that I did appreciate about him, and a lot of people don't give him credit for this, and I see it all the time in campaigns. One of the reasons why they came after Larry Elder so hard, in the same way that they're coming after Trump now, obviously with Trump, it's magnified, for God's sake, so if we're just being honest. But Larry Elder gave some very specific things that he wanted to do that scared the left to death. And I'm here to tell you right now, politicians, sadly, even the Republicans, don't do that because they're scared of the heat. They'll become, you know, they'll give you these broad sweeping generalities, but they won't go in and face the fire, and they won't be specific because they don't want the arrows thrown at them. When Larry Elder gave specifics, the arrows came a-blazing. That was important. So, Brent, I do appreciate the call. I do believe that Larry Elder is a pit bull. I just think when you get in that arena, sometimes it is hard to comprehend the hate and everything else that will come your way. And there's no doubt about it that he got it. But listen, I think he will be great. And honestly, it's thickened his skin. I mean, if he were to get back in it, it's thickened his skin even more and made his resolve even more so. I mean, so I think he'd do fine.
I have a big smile on my face. I hope he doesn't hear this because I don't want it to go to his head. But whenever I say his name, I smile. That's how highly I regard Carl Jackson. He's a special man. Take it away, Carl.
Thank you, Dennis. I really do appreciate that. I mean, honestly, that's just an honor. That's freaking amazing to hear that from Dennis Prager. Also, I forgot to thank Leslie. Leslie handling the calls. The calls are coming in fast and furious. You can call in 1-8-PRAGER-776. I'm going to try to do my best to get to as many of you as possible. And guys, I just want to remind you, please check out my podcast. Subscribe to my podcast. Rate and review it. SalemPodcastNetwork.com. The Carl Jackson Show. Make sure you use the word the in front. TheCarlJacksonShow.com. Anywhere podcasts are found. Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. We're on YouTube. We're on Rumble. Please watch the videos, share the videos, rate and review them. They will help greatly. It helps out tremendously. Also, speaking of great podcasts, let me talk to you about another podcast. There's the Dennis and Julie podcast. They record it every Tuesday. You can check that out at the Salem Podcast Network as well. SalemPodcastNetwork.com or wherever you get your podcast. Their latest is the United States of Despair. Now, you know it'll be a great conversation with Dennis Prager and Julie Hartman. I'm going to have to check that out. So the United States of Despair, check it out every Tuesday. They release a podcast, the recorder and release a podcast at the Salem Podcast Network. So SalemPodcastNetwork.com. Make sure you do the same. Rate, review it, subscribe to it. Good conversation happening there. Just real quick, let me talk to you about Job Creators Network. The woke crowd seized control of America's public school and universities. Now a minority of loud woke voices are trying to take over America's corporations and businesses, from Disney to American Express. More companies are taking positions on political issues they have no business taking, positions that align with woke activists, but no one else, not their customers, their shareholders, or the majority of their employees. It's why Dennis Prager is excited to report that our friends at Job Creators Network are on the case. They're pushing back against the leftist cultural wars being fought by corporations, but they need your help fighting back. To learn what you can do, go to rockthewoke.com, rockthewoke.com now to do your part. Disney and the others heard from woke America. It's time they heard from the rest of us. Go to rockthewoke.com now. Don't let the woke crowd do to America's businesses what they did to our schools. Go to rockthewoke.com and help to fund this fight. And this is what we've got to do, guys. We've got to get more involved than we ever have been in order to save this country. And one of the ways in which you can do that also is by donating to PragerU. It is triple match week. Make your dollar go further. I know your dollar isn't going as far in some places. In Biden's economy, it will go further here. If you go to PragerU.com and donate, $10 is $30. Thanks to generous donors, $100 is $300. $1,000 is $3,000, or whatever you can afford to give. PragerUniversity.com, as they teach what should be taught. Okay, let me take another call here, and I'm going to get onto the issue of the living crisis and what's this debt thing, this debt cancellation has absolutely shaken me. It's frustrated me because this is a transfer of wealth from the working class to people that could potentially be elites. All right. It's absolutely insane what's happening. It's going to divide us even further. This is the chaos that the left wants. This is the exact chaos that they want. And they're making us poor so that the left wants to, so that we'll be dependent, those of us in the working class, so that we'll be dependent on the federal government. That's what they want. That's what they want. It's absolutely insane what we're dealing with. Let's take a call. Let's go to Vincent. Vincent is out of Atlanta. Vincent, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You got the mic.
Hey, man, you're my hero. And again,
thank you.
I just wanted to get your opinion on something because I feel like the U.S. or the red states and blue states is essentially a bad marriage in need of a national divorce, whether it be the Supreme Court or some other method. It's just that we've got to a point that we honestly cannot trust our election system, law enforcement, our media. And for good reason, we have no trust in these. So I guess I just want your opinion on if you think that we've reached a point of no return, or if so. I think we have, but I'd just like to get your opinion.
Man, that is a very good question, Vincent. And I'll be honest with you. I've gone back and forth on this as I've molded over. I don't think that we've reached the point of no return. I do believe that we are getting to that point, that we are dangerously close to that point. And I do believe this. Listen, we have a constitutional system. We have states where, you know, that are laboratories of experiments for, you know, federalism is what we call it. And red states can do what they can do or should do what they want to do. Blue states can do what they want to do, so on, et cetera. And the people, the power should come from the people up. Unfortunately, that's not what's happening with the left now. That's not what they want. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. They believe the Constitution is outdated, which means all the more we have to fight for those things. All the more we have to stand up for Judeo-Christian values. All the more we have to stand up for the Constitution and our Bill of Rights. We have to be as intense in saving America as the left is in destroying America. And guys, it's going to be up to us. Listen, I'll just be straight up with you. I don't trust politicians. I don't care if they're Republicans. I don't care if they're Democrats. But I trust you. But what it means leading up to the 2022 midterms, what it means leading up to 2024 is we have to do more work than we've ever done. And we have to keep our politicians accountable. Guys, the phones should be ringing like crazy at Mitch McConnell's office right now. I'm going to call him today, as a matter of fact, because I'm disappointed in his leadership. We are looking, the left, in my opinion, the Democrat Party, as it exists today, poses an existential threat to America. And I don't want Mitch McConnell degrading our troops on the battleground that have just won the primaries because they're not his people. For God's sakes, the country is at stake. Mitch, I want you to lead. You don't degrade the troops. You lead them. You train them. You teach them. And you save this freaking country. Absolutely insane to me. We need every single one of these soldiers. And when we get these soldiers on the battlefield, every single one of you that are in this listening audience, you can't sit back. You can't rest. These leftists, they never stop. I'm trying to go through stuff. I have so much stuff here that I intended to go. I can't even get through it because Sean is bringing me new information. My laptop is down. Sean is sharing new information. The left never stops. And we Republicans, we get our politicians in and we think the job is done. Well, freedom will cease to exist if we stop. We have to be just as intent in saving this country as the left is in destroying this country. And if we do that, we have a chance.
The Dennis Prager Show.
All right, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. Again, this is Triple Match Week for PragerU, PragerUniversity.com, PragerUniversity.com. Any donation that you make is tripled this week, so PragerUniversity.com. Follow me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show, True Social, Getter, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. Subscribe to my podcast, thecarljacksonshow.com, thecarljacksonshow.com, or anywhere where podcasts are found. All right, guys, 30 seconds here. If you can make it happen. Let's go to David. He's in Phoenix, a middle class getting screwed, he says. David, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You've got the mic if you can make it quick.
Carl, big fan. Big left playbook. We're going to create a problem, screw up the economy, drive everybody crazy. And what are we going to do? We're going to grab 70 or 100 million votes from young people, whether they're in one party or another. And we're going to let them know we're going to forgive $10,000 of debt. That's how they buy votes. They do the same thing with immigration. It's the playbook. You have to address why. Good job, Carl. Mm.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Charlie in Cleveland. And by the way, Leslie Friedman does work here for those of you that are interested. All right. Charlie in Cleveland, you've got the mic.
Hey, Mr. Jackson. When I was in 10th grade American history class, our teacher gave us a definition for welfare that was his definition, and that was the one we had to use for the test. And I think it is fitting that it should be considered the same definition for the student loan forgiveness. And that would be penalizing success and rewarding failure.
Mm, good stuff. Good stuff. Charlie, I appreciate it. Listen, we have time. Thank you, Charlie. Listen, we have time for one more. Let's go to Paulette in Atlanta. Paulette, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You got 30 seconds if you can make it.
I was just going to mention that on January the 1963, a congressman actually out of Florida, he was a Democrat, Albert S. Hurlong Jr., read into congressional record the 45 goals that the communists have to destroy
yes.
America. They're online. All you have to do is go and read them. And most of them have already taken place.
Thank you, Paulette. I appreciate the call. Actually, I've talked about this before. I'm not sure if I've done it on my podcast or radio show at TheAnswerOrlando.com. But the Carl Jackson Show, I believe I've talked about that for sure. Anyway, guys, I appreciate the opportunity again to sit in for Dennis. It's been an honor. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Leslie Friedman. I appreciate all of you guys, and I appreciate those of you that are in the listening audience. Guys, we can fight back. We can save America, but it's going to take all of us. Until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio.
Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.